Right, I'm being joined by Greg Welsh, who's the head teacher at Bardi Primary School in West Lothian. This is in Bathgate, Greg?
Yes.
It's in Bathgate. Okay. Thanks for seeing us this morning. Now, as I understand it, you are leading a... it's not a one-to-one deployment, but what is happening in your school in relation to the use of devices at Balbardi Primary School? What is the overall setup?
At the moment, we are beginning a journey to increase our device-to-pupil ratio. At the moment in Balbardi, we are running on approximately six pupils per device. And our intention over the coming 12 months is to get that school-provided devices down to three pupils per device.
Is this a specific device?
No, we're using a range of devices. At the moment, we've got our authority-supported laptops. We're awaiting delivery of our authority-supported netbooks coming in. But we also have other devices that we have recently purchased, iPads, iPod Touches, and we're also exploring the possibility of other tablet devices as well.
Okay.
And we're fully aware that these devices are not supported. However, looking at our staff and the expertise and capabilities we have within our staff team, that we are supporting those in school.
Now, in an earlier discussion, you mentioned that you had your AL channel switched on. What is the AL channel? And did you need to go through any procedure in order to get that switched on?
Yeah. The AAL channels, the Anytime Anywhere Learning, and that gives all of our devices access to the internet. Our supported devices are on a secure network. However, the AL channel allows all the unsupported devices and in the future pupils' own devices to access the internet. On our journey at the moment, we have school-based, school-purchased devices using the AL network in our mainstream school, our autism resource, and in our nursery. And that's where we are currently on the journey. We've engaged with parents, and they're fully supportive of the strategic plan for that. We've targeted two stage groups in particular this year, a primary five-year group and a primary seven-year group, so that's 120 children in total. And they're using the school purchase devices at the moment, and it's very much about how it's enhancing the learning. It's not focusing the learning around a device, it's how the device is enhancing the learning in the classroom. With the intention round about March period to engage with the parents in primary 5 to 7 so that we can then, in the summer term, open it out to pupils bringing their own devices